off and running on a Tuesday, which means it's time to play Who Ruins My Teaser on a Teaser Tuesday. The alliteration. We had to have it on Tuesdays. All right, Jenks. So the reason that I say Who Ruins My Teaser, because it feels like when I do lose these teasers, it is one team that ruins it for me. And so last week, that was certainly the case. The teaser had some really good legs. Here was the teaser from last week. So we had the Steelers plus 8.5 in Ireland. They win that game against the Vikings outright. So that was an easy win. Bucks plus 9 against the Eagles. They only lost by 6, so that one hit. Jets last night plus 8.5 against the Dolphins. That one hit as well. They only lost by 6. But guess who ruined my teaser last week? The Packers. The Packers. All they needed to do was win that game by a mere 1 point against the lowly Cowboys. And what do? They tie. Sometimes it's the teams that you don't even suspect. Because I feel like when we had that segment last week, like, nobody on the show was like, the Packers, I don't think they'll win against the Cowboys. So I will say this. Over the past couple weeks in the NFL, there's been a lot of chaos. So, like, some of these favorites that feel comfortable and secure, they have not been the case. So this week I'm doing a lot of underdogs, because I'm not gonna lie, I did not see that Packers one ruining it last week.
Well, I didn't see that either. I think the books made off like bandits last week. You just never know in the NFL, right? I mean, 40-40. I thought that would be an easy dub with the revenge angle and the fact that the Cowboys can't stop anyone. But I think what surprised me is that the Packers didn't stop the Cowboys. Like, hasn't that been the one thing that has surprised us this season? Like, how locked down that Green Bay defense has been? I mean, Dak has been really good this season, but I would have never thought that he would go off with CeeDee Lamb out of the lineup and then carve up the Packers. So, I definitely did not see that coming.
And that's why betting on the NFL is tough. But I will say, like, the point of betting on these teasers is because usually these lines are pretty sharp. And especially when you can go through a bunch of key numbers, like, it just makes a lot of sense. So I do think if you play them at plus money every single week, like, for example, that one was plus 240. So it would have been a nice little payday if that one did come through. So if you're playing them each week at big plus money, I do think, you know, if you hit some of them, obviously you will be in the green because of the return on your investment. So let's get to it this week. It's time to play once again, Who Ruins My Teaser?
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, Jenks. Well, this week I looked at the card and I feel like there were not quite as many teaser options just because of the numbers offered, because I'm looking for ones where you go through a bunch of key numbers. Like, you know, underdogs of like 1.5 to 2, or favorites of 7.5 to 8.5. Those are generally the ones that I'm looking for. But let's start off with the team that made waves last week, with Jackson Dart winning his debut as a rookie in the NFL. So this week, the Giants are on the road at the Saints, and I'm not normally a huge fan of playing teams coming off like a big win and a team that's like riding high when it comes to the hype. But if you can get the Giants plus 7.5 on the road at the Saints, like, do we think the Saints are blowing out anybody? Like, I feel like the answer is no. Next up, we're going to go to a favorite. We're going to go with the Colts, laying a mere half point against another bad team. The Raiders are in town this week, and maybe this is like the wild game that ruins everybody's survivor pool, because we have been seeing a lot of those. Maybe the Colts are too good to be true, but it just feels like this is a game that the Colts are going to win at home, especially because it feels like on both sides of the ball, or excuse me, on both prongs of that offensive attack, Daniel Jones has been good, and Jonathan Taylor backs in the NFL. The Raiders defensively have been really bad, so I don't see them stopping that offensive attack. Now, this one I'm a little nervous about, so that's why I mentioned it last. So the Jags are at home this week against the Chiefs, and they're getting 3.5 points. So in a teaser, they would get 9.5 points. Maybe this is the sabotage factor here, because the Chiefs did look pretty good against the Ravens. But the Jags at home this week, coming in with some juice after Liam Cohen was running his mouth to Robert Saleh. I kind of like the 9.5 there, because I do think at the very heart of their identity, the Chiefs are not a team that's going to blow out a ton of teams. Like, I know it was the case against the Ravens, but I don't see it happening against the Jags. Jags are kind of better this year than I think maybe I was expecting. Like, I know they've had some down moments, but 9.5 is still a lot of points. So you tell me, Do I keep this teaser as is? Jags plus 9.5, Giants plus 7.5, Colts minus 0.5. Or do we replace one of those teams with the Patriots getting 14.5 against the Bills?
Oh, I would definitely grab the Patriots plus 14.5. Like, Drake May looks like he is really coming on, and this is a well-coached team, and they still have a ways to go, but you can see the flashes where I understand now why people were a little bit more bullish on the Patriots than I was at the beginning of the year. I worry about the Jags just because I think there's a possibility the Chiefs found something last week against the Ravens, and it certainly helps that Xavier Worthy is back, right? Like, we know Patrick Mahomes, who gave us a vintage performance last week, and now he's got Xavier Worthy. Now they've had a little extra time to come together. Offenses always lag behind defenses a little bit. And also, how good are the Jags? Like, do we know? So they ripped the Panthers. They lost to a putrid Bengals squad, even though, okay, that Bengals team had Joe Burrow, so that's different. They beat the Texans. Beat a Niners squad that is really banged up. Brock Purdy played terribly. I want to believe in the Jags because I'm a Trevor Lawrence backer. I want him to sort of take that next step. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. And I think Leon Cohen has been good for him and good for that team. But I would worry about the Chiefs.
Okay, so sold. Because I was already on the fence about this. So should we replace the Jags with the Pats here? Because here's the thing. Like, the Bills are really good and they have a high-flying offense. Mm-hmm. But we've seen them, like, they should be blowing out some of these teams, and they're just not. You know, with the Saints and the Dolphins, one would think that these would be really lopsided games. But remember that Dolphins game? Was it tied in the fourth quarter? Like, it was a close game in the fourth quarter. And even against the Saints, they didn't cover the number, I believe. I think that number was 12.5, and I do think they won by 12. But that's the thing. In this teaser, the Patriots are getting 14.5. I do think the Patriots can at least keep it within two touchdowns. So, sold. The Jags are out. The Pats are in.
I like that. And also, it's a divisional game. You know, when you have a divisional game, the teams know each other really well, and those games tend to be tighter. I'll also say, and this may sound crazy, but be careful with the Giants. Like, the Giants are a bad football team, and I know they're getting 7.5. But also, if you look at that game against the Chargers, the only reason why they stayed in that game was because of their defense. Like, Sexy Dexy had that one pick where he took it back. He kept putting, and the Giants' defense kept putting the Giants in short fields where they didn't have to move the ball very long on the Chargers. And now, of course, they're without Malik Nabers. Jackson Dart is still a rookie, so the Saints are going to have a little tape on him. So I like the number. Plus 7.5 seems like a ton of points against the Saints because the Saints are bad. But the Saints have kind of been hanging around. And without Nabers, if things fall the wrong way for the Giants, I can see that being an issue as well. I would certainly not take the Saints over the Giants, but I'm just saying something to look out for.
Yeah, I think that worries me. And just from a narrative standpoint, that it does feel like you're buying a stock at its highest point. Because right now, the Giants are probably the highest, you know, that people are going to think of them this year. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think Jackson Tart certainly has some potential, but it's not like he threw for 300 yards. Like, that was a game where he was more doing most of the damage with his feet. But at the end of the day, it's still the Saints. And it just feels like it's not a team that I think is going to blow out anybody. And they have had trouble with their offense getting going, scoring over 20 points in only one game so far this season. Should we talk about the Colts for a second? Because, again, it always feels like the team that ruins my teaser is the team that, like, you don't even expect. So the Colts, so this line's moved to 7. Like, I did my teaser last night. Colts now 7-point favorites at home against the Raiders. What am I not seeing with the Colts here? Like, they had that, you know, pretty embarrassing loss to the Rams last week. But I still feel like it is a good team. And I do feel like the Raiders are absolutely trending in the wrong direction. I know a lot of people had high hopes for Pete Carroll and company. Maybe, like, Ashton Gentry's found something. Have you seen that thing about his stance? Where, like,
I was gonna
he
ask.
Has developed back into the Michael Meyer stance just in time for Halloween. I don't know how much that matters. But I am excited to see him, like, performing a little bit better. Yeah. But do you think the Raiders have a chance in this game?
Maybe. I'm curious about Genty. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden he goes back to acting like Michael Meyer, standing straight up, and he has his best game as a pro. And you can say, well, it's not that big a deal, and maybe it's not. But mentally, when you're talking about a guy who's had this same stance since high school, right, going all the way back. And then finally, Chip Kelly kept just, you know, harping on him. Oh, you have to have your knees bent. You have to have your knees bent. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to stand up. I'm just going to do it. And he did it. All of a sudden, he breaks loose. He looks great. And Pete Carroll said after the game, I loved it. I loved it. So he's not going back. Now he's going to go back to playing running back the way he's always played running back, which is what they should have done from the start. So I think maybe we see him play better than we've seen. I mean, he has to. First few weeks of the season hasn't been great at all. But I like the Colts. Like, the Colts should have won last week against the Rams. They really should have. Adonai Mitchell. And I love Adonai Mitchell. He has one of my favorite moments in a Texas uniform because 2 years ago when he transferred over from Georgia, so he comes from Georgia to Texas, and then when Texas goes to Bama and beats Bama in Tuscaloosa, he catches his touchdown pass, and he drops the ball, and there's this close-up of him looking at the fans, and he goes, remember me? And just smiles. It's so funny. It's like, oh, my God, such a great moment. That said, it was an awful couple of moments last week against the Colts or against the Rams. I think the Colts are a well-coached team. The Raiders are, they are so bad up front. Like, the Colts defense, I think, can have a field day with the Raiders because they don't get any push on the offensive line. So I would be with you on the Colts. That's a super short number, less than a point. Yeah, let's go, Indy.
Yeah, especially at home. There were some teams that I did leave out. Like, I did think the Bucs were maybe a good look. They're getting 3 points against the Seahawks. But I'm not a huge fan of taking teams the week after playing the Eagles because it's such a physical game. And I do think they keep it within 9. But also, I feel like people are maybe too low on Sam Darnold and company. So the Bucs do not make the card for me. So here is the teaser as it sits now. We're going to go Pats plus 14.5. We're going to go Giants plus 7.5. We're going to go Colts minus 1/2. And what was the other one? Oh, we kicked the Jags out. Sorry, Jags. You didn't make the cut this week. So that's the teaser for the week. Let's hope that nobody ruins my teaser. All right, coming up next, our biggest betting takeaways and narrative takeaways from last night's Monday Night Football action. It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.